姐妹在这里跟大家说新年好哈。
I wish you all a happy new year, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神，今天的主餐聚会也是我们今年的第一次。
We thank our Lord. Today's Lord table is the first time.
我盼望我们在，希望鼓励你们，真的是能够思想这个主日的重要。
I really want to encourage you to meditate on the importance of the Lord's Day.
我们从圣经上面看见，特别是在《使徒行传》里面，我们看见当时的教会很多事情都是在主日。
From the Bible, especially from the Book of Acts, we can see many of the events in the church occurred on the Lord's Day.
主耶稣复活的日子也是主日。
The day of our Lord's resurrection is also the Lord's Day, the first of the 7 days.
然后圣灵降下来也是在七日的第一日。
So when the Holy Spirit fell on us, it is also on the first of the 7 days.
主星节就是第七个月节的，七个安息日的次一天。
So the Pentecost is the after the Sabbath day, the first day.
门徒们他们在都是在主日第七日的第一日聚会。
So all the disciples met on the first day of the seventh day.
所以我们晓得这个使徒们他们知道七日的第一日对他们的意义。
So we can see the meaning of the first of the 7 days to the disciples.
所以我盼望我们每个弟兄姐妹，真的是每一个礼拜，我们都看重这个七日的第一日。
So I hope we all emphasize and think it's important on the first day of the 7 days every week.
我不敢说我们礼拜一到礼拜六都在那边准备的啊，然后就是盼望这个日子来到。
Now, I'm not saying that we will just prepare for 6 days, we will wait for the 7th day to come.
但是最起码，我们礼拜六，我们的心要准备好。
But at least, we ought to prepare ourselves on Saturday.
因为那是主的日子。
Because that's the day of the Lord.
小孩子，你也要准备好。
That we need to prepare ourselves, be ready.
主日学有什么功课要做的，要趁着礼拜六晚上要抽查他们。
If you have any assignments from Sunday school, you want to read and do it on Saturday.
如果他们有什么经文需要背，我鼓励你们做父母的跟他们一起背。
If there are children have any memory verses, I encourage parents to memorize with them together.
叫他们把东西都准备好。
Teach them how to prepare all things.
然后因为你们是下午，所以早上还有一段时间。
Since you have your worship in the afternoon, you still have some time in the morning to prepare.
但是我觉得你们还是需要准备好。
But I think you need to be prepared.
他的要穿的衣服，他要穿的鞋子，不要到时候要走的时候才到处找。
他 what they're going to wear, shoes and clothes, don't wait until the last minute, try to find it.
然后在车子上，司机也不高兴，这个司机旁边的人也不高兴，后面的人也不高兴。
Otherwise, you sit in the car, the driver is not happy, you sit in the passenger seat, not happy, and the ones in the back seat are not happy.
那就失去了我们主日来这里敬拜主的意义。
So we lost the meaning when we come to worship on the Lord's Day.
所以我鼓励你们，真的是今年2016年。能够好好的思想这件事情。
So I encourage you for the year of 2016, think about the importance of this day.
其实跟我们今天所讲的也有点关系。
I think this has some relationship with what I'm going to teach today.
我们要让小孩子看到我们看重这个日子。
We need to let children know we look and we think God's words are important to us.
现在有的人觉得不需要在主日聚会。
Some people nowadays think they do not need to worship on the Lord's Day.
但是我觉得七日的第一日是最重要的。
But I think the first of the 7 days is the most important.
因为神让主耶稣在七日的第一日复活。
Because God let Jesus resurrected on the first of the 7 days.
好，我们今天呢，刚才我们念过了经文。
Let's go back to the passage we have just read.
那么这是我们讲登山宝训，就是马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章，可以说是一个结语了。
So this is the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount, which is Matthew chapter 6, 7, 5, 6, and 7.
其实我们以前讲过的十三节，就是第七章十三节到二十节，就是结语的一部分。
Actually, what we have discussed before from verse 13 to verse 20 is also part of the conclusion.
那么主耶稣借着这个十三节到二十节所讲的，带我们进到今天啊，带我们进到二十四节到二十七节。
So, Lord Jesus, you taught us from verse 13 to 20, so that will lead us into today's message.
那么今天我们要思想的一个题目就是，伪君子的结局。
So the topic today is the fate of the hypocrites.
那么伪君子，我为什么用这个字呢？
Why did I use the word hypocrite?
因为中文新译本它就是这样子翻译的。
This was the New Chinese translation word.
它不翻译成假冒为善。
So he did not use the word hypocrite.
它翻译成伪君子。
So what would that be translated in English?
我希望你们能够仔细的听。
I hope you will listen carefully.
因为这一段经文会让我们误会。
Because this passage can cause some misunderstanding.
我们有的时候会想，哎呀，我自己是不是一个伪君子？
How come I am a false, I'm a hypocrite?
那我有没有得救？
Am I saved?
那么这一段经文不是告诉我们要靠着我们的行为得救。
So this passage teaches us that we are not saved because of our deeds.
所以我们在看这一段经文的时候，我自己在想，在思考这段经文的时候，我也蛮小心的。
So I was very careful when I considered this passage.
因为我不希望你们误会。
So I do not want you to misunderstand.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly.
感谢你自己的话语是这么清楚。
We thank you because your words are so clear.
这么引导我们真的是走向真理。
You can truly lead us into truth.
我们把我们今天这段时间仰望在你的手中。
We present this time into your hands.
我不但把我自己的心思意念交在你的手里。
Not only my thoughts and my words into your hands.
也把弟兄姐妹的心思意念交在你自己的手中。
I also present all the thoughts and words of the brothers and sisters into your hands.
真的是吸引我们，让我们定义的要听你自己的话。
So attract us so that we are determined to listen to your words.
让我们被你的话语所充满。
So we may be filled by your words.
让我们的喜乐在你的荣耀里面可以得到满足。
So that our joy may be satisfied in your glory.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我要奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你们有圣经的话，就请你们翻到马太福音第七章。我们今天就从二十一节开始看。
So let's turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 7, we'll start from verse 21.
他在二十一节他说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国；唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。”
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
他是跟着十三节到二十节，对，十三节到二十节他所讲的继续下来。
This is continued from what he has taught from verse 13 to 20.
我们一定不可以把它断章取义的拿出来用。
So we cannot take this out of the context.
因为他前面讲到说要防备假先知。
Because it told us to watch out for the false prophets.
那么我们现在要回到马太福音第五章十九节到二十节。
Now we go back to verse 19, verse 20.
19节、20节，那么在这个地方就是主耶稣他开始讲律法的事情。
This was when our Lord Jesus began to talk about the law.
我们一起念十九节到二十节。
We read verse 19 and 20.
一起来。
Let's read together.
所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国里要称为最小的。但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。所以我们要抓住这个前提，那么我们在看二十一章二十一节的时候，我们就不会错掉。
So we must keep the meaning of what we just read, so we cannot be wrong when we start with verse 21.
他在二十一节他又重复了一次，他说：“对不起。”哦、他说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
So in verse 21 he said, whoever says to me Lord, Lord will not enter the kingdom, but only those who do the will of my father's.
那么在十三节到二十节的时候，他就说那些假先知。
In verses 13 and 20, talking about the false prophets.
他说他们是不结好果子的。
They do not bear good fruit.
他说凭着他们的果子可以认出他们来。
You can know them by their fruits.
所以主耶稣他的心里面想的是谁呢？
Who was the Lord thinking of?
就是那些法利赛人和文士。
So those scribes.And Pharisees.
他告诉我们，他告诉他的门徒，告诉当时的人，告诉他们说他们是假先知。
He told them they were false prophets.
他们是不结果子的。
They do not bear fruit.
我要他们可能结果子，但是结的果子是坏果子。
They do bear fruit, but they are bad fruit.
他们结的果子是从原来他们败坏的生命所结出来的果子。
So they bear their fruit from their bad life. That's what the writer said.And they have horns.
所以结出来的果子也是坏的果子。
So the fruit they bear was also bad.
主耶稣说很容易认出来的。
So Jesus says we can easily recognize it.
那么他在这前面也提到有好的树。
And earlier he mentioned the good trees.
所以他让我们看见有两种树。
So there are two kinds of trees.
你知道弟兄姐妹，当我们信了主之后
，So brothers and sisters, after we become a believer,
我们不一定，我们立刻的、立马的哈，这是从国内来的人讲的，立马就会就全部都是好果子。
We do not bear all good fruits immediately.
但是如果我们有主的生命在我们里头
，But if we have the life of the Lord in us.
我们从他身上一定可以看见，他是朝着那个方向去改变。
We can see from his life is changing toward that direction.
就好像主耶稣讲的芥菜种的事情。
Just like the mustard seed.
芥菜种是很小的一个种子。
It is a very small seed.
你们有没有看过比芝麻还要小
？It is even smaller than sesame.
我觉得有的时候比那个 poppy seed 还要小。
Oh, even smaller than that.
那么，但是它如果这个芥菜种是活的
，if this mustard seed is life，
你把它放在一个适当的环境里面
，you put it in the right environment，
它一定会发芽
，he will bloom。
然后它会慢慢的长大
，and it will gradually grow。
所以如果种子是活的
，if the seed has life，
它最后一定会长大成树
，it will grow。
主耶稣知道这个事情。
Jesus knows that.
主耶稣一定知道他的生命是真的，是活的。
So Jesus knows his life is true.
任何人有他的生命，他一定会长，一定会改变。
So everyone has his life, it will change and grow.
所以今天我们主要谈的伪君子，我们真的是要好好的、仔细的听啊。
So when we talk about the pretenders, and we should listen carefully.
我们要看他们的结局。
We look at their consequences.
我们要从哪里看？就是看这些假冒为善的法利赛人，还有文士。
So where the Pharisees and the scribes.
他们的果子是可以认得出来的。
They can recognize their fruit.
那我们先看他们是什么样的？在21节，他说：“凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国。这些人只用嘴唇来称呼主啊。”
So verse 21, those people who only call him Lord by their lips.
这些法利赛人、文士当时就是这样子叫主的。
In those days, the Pharisees and scribes just called him that way.
因为这是他们当时的习惯，他们的文化。
So that's their culture.
但是他们就是遵循神的话。
But they do not obey God's words.
他们的结局是怎么样的呢？
So what's their consequence?
他们称耶稣为主。
They call Jesus as Lord, but they do not believe in him. They don't believe he is sent from God. They don't respect him. They don't look at it and respect him. They don't respect him as God. They don't follow his words.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，主耶稣告诉他们，这些人是不能进神的国的。
So Jesus tells us, those people cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以你现在回想5章20节，他说：“你们的义若不是以文士和法利赛人的义，你也没办法进天国。”
So if we go back to chapter 5, he says, "If your righteousness is not greater than theirs, you cannot enter the kingdom of God."
主耶稣说：“唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。”
Only those who do the will of my Father can enter.
然后我们再看22节。
That's verse 22.
他说：“当那日必有许多人对我说：‘主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？’”
On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?
当主耶稣讲说，当那日，
这个古的Lord says that on that day,
就是主再来的日子。
That's the day when the Lord comes.
就是他要来审判的日子。
This is the day He comes to judge.
那么这些人，主要怎么对他们说呢？
So how did the Lord tell them that?
主要对他们说，我从来不认识你们。
So I never knew you.
因为主耶稣对他们讲不认识他们，那就是他们跟主耶稣没有关系的。
So when Jesus says I do not know you, that means We have no relationship.
然后到23节的时候，他又称他说：“你们这些作恶的人。”
And he told them, "You, those evil doers."
那么这些作恶的人是什么人呢？
Who are the evil doers?
其实就是不遵循神律法的人。
And those who do not obey the law.
在登山宝训里面，我们就可以看到神主耶稣指出他们就是不遵守神的律法的人。
So in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told them they are the ones who do not follow the law.
他们为了让人家看得出来他们可以遵守神的律法。
They just want people to see that they obey the law.
所以他们就改变了神的律法。
So they changed the law.
改变了摩西的律法。
They changed the Mosaic law.
让他们可以遵行。
So they can obey.
所以人家就认为说啊，这些人是遵守神律法的人。
So people can say, oh, they do obey the law.
但是如果我们再回想一下主耶稣讲到关于律法的事情的时候
，If we think about how Jesus talked about the law,
主耶稣重新解释律法。
Jesus reinterpreted the law.
当然，我们知道主耶稣的解释一定是对的。
Of course, his interpretation must be right.
所以他在强调，他说你们不可以像那些假冒伪善的人。
所以
他说
you cannot be like those hypocrites.
他说你们做这些事情都是为了要让在天上的父看见。
when we do these things, you want the Father in heaven to see.
还有，如果我们从所有的四福音书去看的话
，if we look from the four gospels，
我们就晓得这些法利赛人和文士他们的问题在哪里。
We can realize what's the problem of the Pharisees.
他们想要得到的是从人来的赞赏。
They want to be praised by men.
所以他们做的事情是为了给人家看。
So they want to do things for people to look at.
那么接下去在二十三节呢，他就第二十二节啊，他就你看他讲了几件事情。然后那些人说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道？”这是第一个啊，奉你的名传道。
Okay, he says in verse 22, we did we not proclaim your gospel in your name?
然后他又说，我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗？
Did we not cast out demons in your name?
我们不是奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Did we not do many things in your name?
哇，我们看一下，又传道，又赶鬼，又行异能。
Those are the people who proclaim the gospel. They can do things right.
但是主耶稣他说我不认识你们。
But Jesus says I never knew you.
因为我们从四福音里面看，我们从登山宝训前面看，我们都晓得主耶稣就说这些假冒为善的人。
So if you look at the first part of this sermon, they're talking about those who are paraphrased.
他们实际上并不是遵循神的律法。
They do not do the will of God.
百姓可能不知道。
The people do not know.
但是主耶稣晓得。
But Jesus knows.
我们也可以从约翰福音里面能够看得出来他们的情形。
We can also look at the condition from John.
我们看约翰福音第六章二十八节到二十九节。
We go to John chapter 6.
28-29 我们在约翰福音里面，我们看见从第五章开始，主耶稣就跟这些法利赛人文士就在那边对来对去。
From in the book of John, since chapter 5, they start arguing with the Pharisees.
那么这些法利赛人、这些文士，他们就是不承认耶稣是从神所那里所差来的。
So all these scribes, they do not recognize that Jesus was sent from God.
他们连主耶稣所行的神迹、主耶稣所做的工作，他们都不相信的。
They do not believe the signs of Jesus performed.
他们甚至说主耶稣是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
So they think that he was able to cast out demons by the disciples.
所以他们不认为是圣灵靠着圣灵做的。
They do think that he did it according to the Spirit.
完全否认耶稣。
Totally deny the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看在第六章第二十八节那边，众人问他说：“我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？”耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。”
So in verse 28, then it's asked him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered, "This is the work of God, that you believe in Him." Whom he has sent.
如果你想要到更多的话，你可以自己去看。
You want to know more, you can read more.
但是主耶稣就告诉他们，他说我不认识你们。
But Jesus said that I do not know you.
这是在约翰福音第八章那边所讲的。
This was spoken in verse chapter 8 of John.
主耶稣指出来，他们告诉他们说，你们所做的不是出于神，
是基。Jesus told them, "What you have done did not come from God."
不是遵循神的道。
You will not obey God's words.
当别人不听他们的话，不同意他们的时候
，When people do not agree with him,
他们心里面就不高兴。
They do not happy.
对不对？我们在约翰福音里面，我们就看到
，We can see that in John.
对不对？那个瞎子被主耶稣医好了之后
，When the blind was healed by Jesus.
那个瞎子他只知道有人把他眼睛打开了，所以他可以看得见。
So he knows somebody opened his eyes because he can see now.
但是那些法利赛人就跟他辩论
，But the Pharisees argue with him.
就说你这个一定是骗人。
So you must be
deceived. 生来就是瞎的。
You must be born blind.
所以他们很不高兴。
So they are not very happy.
他们还把这个瞎子骂了一顿。
They had to chase him out.
不但骂了，还把他赶出去了。
So they chased him out.
我们今天 有没有看过这样子的人呢？
Have you seen such people?
有的时候你不同意他的时候，
Sometimes you do not agree with him.
他就心里非常非常的生气，非常不高兴。
So he gets very angry.
甚至他就讲说我不干了。
Then I quit.
不愿意再做了。
I don't want to do it anymore.
有姐妹，在我们当中，如果你是这样子做的话，
If you are like that, you know,
你就要好好思想，好好的省察。
You need to examine yourself.
你自己的信心是出于基督呢，还是在你自己身上？
Did your faith based on Jesus or on yourself?
那么这一段经文从十三节开始，就是指当时的那些善于在人前做表现的法利赛人。
So this passage is pointing to those who the Pharisees just acting before people. They do not believe in Lord Jesus. So they are descendants of the Abraham. But they do not believe Jesus came from God. So one of the consequences is they cannot enter the kingdom of God.
一个结局是什么呢？就是主耶稣对他们讲：“我不认识你们。”
The other ones, Jesus does not know them.
不认识主耶稣是在黑暗里面。
If you do not know Jesus, you are in the dark.
这些人就是在黑暗里面。
So those are the people in the dark.
好，接下去我们再看24节到27节。
Now we go to verse 24 to 27.
主耶稣用两个比喻来讲这个之间的伪君子的结局。
There are two fates of those pretenders here.
房子是一样。
The house is the same.
可是建的地方不同。
But they are built on different places.
他们的根基不一样。
The foundation are different.
那么在24节，主耶稣说：“凡听见我这话就去行的。”
In verse 24, everyone of them who hears these words of mine and does them.
在这里，主告诉我们，他把他自己的话跟天父的话、天父的旨意放在同等的地位。
Here he put his words and the will of God.
他说听见我这话，我如果我们从狭义的来讲，也可能就是马太福音5、6、7、3章里面所讲的。
He said, hear my words, maybe in the narrow sense, what he taught between Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
如果听见他的话就去行了，就好像一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上面。
So whoever hears the words and do it is like a wise man who built his house on a rock.
那另外一种呢，就是听见他的话不去行的。
The other kind of heard the word did not do it.
我们在四福音里面，我们看见就是那些法利赛人，新译本叫做经学家哈。
So this would be the what they called the Pharisees.
那么这些人，他们把房子建在沙土上面。
So they build a house on the sand.
我们要了解一下以色列当地他们那个地理环境啊。
We need to understand the geographic environment.
他们有很多的岩石啊，
they have,
有很多的石头。
They have many rocks.
那么其中呢有一些河道。
That they have some channels.
平时没有水的时候是干的。
If there was no water, those channels would be dry.
那他们那里的水大概也不多的。
Maybe they have water, it would be too much water.
但是如果一旦有雨水的话，
But if there came rain,
它就会很大的一股水流。
They are very strong water comes through.
那么主耶稣在这里就讲，有一些人呢，就是把这个房子盖在沙土，就是盖在那些河道的上面。
Who they said they build a house on the sand, they build a house right on the channels.
聪明人就会做这件事情。
The smart person will not do it.
就会把这个房子盖在高处的磐石上面。
They build a house on the higher rocks.
那么那些盖在沙土上的，主耶稣说，他说等到这个。雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
So when they build the house on the sand, when the rain comes, the flood came, and the wind blew, the house will be falling apart.
那么那些盖在磐石上面的呢？雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子不会动的。
When they build the house on the rock, when the rain came, when the flock came and when the wind blew and beat on it, they did not shake.
因为根根基立在磐石上面。
Because the foundation is on the rock.
在这里是一个很清楚的一个对比。
Here is a very clear contrast.
一个是不会毁坏。
One will not perish.
一个是很容易就会被毁坏
One is easily destroyed
而且毁坏的很大很大
And will be destroyed greatly
那么这就是伪君子他的结局
This will be the fate of those pretenders
这些法利赛人他们是不信耶稣他们不信耶稣的
Those Pharisees, they do not believe in Jesus.
不信主耶稣所做的事情。
They do not believe all the things Jesus performed.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们现在就要想到，那么这一段经文怎么样运用在我们的身上
？So how do we apply this passage to us?
我们知道那些假冒为善的人、伪君子，那么他们将来是不能进神的国的。
We know those pretenders cannot enter the kingdom.
那么神主耶稣将来审判的时候，也会告诉他们说。我不认识你们
So in time of judgment Jesus will tell them I am with you
那么主耶稣让我们看见他们就好像把房子建在沙土上面但是雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子就倒塌而且倒塌得很大
So Jesus let us see they would be the one build the house on the sand when the rain comes the flood and wind they will be destroyed and a big disaster
所以那我们呢
How about us?
你要选择什么样的路
Which one are you going to choose?
前面讲到说是窄门呢还是宽大的门
Is it a narrow gate or is it a wide gate?
是好树呢还是坏树那个是你没办法选择的
Is it a good tree or a bad tree?
但是呢你可以选择你要建在磐石上面呢还是要建在沙土上面
You can choose either you build a house on a rock or on the sand
我们从这些法利赛人来看他们是不遵循天父旨意的
From those people, we can see they do not do the will of God.
所以，如果我们要遵循天父的旨意
，if we want to do the will of God,
第一件事情，你必须要信神，必须要信耶稣是神所差来的。
You must believe Jesus was sent by God.
换句话讲，就是你必须要相信主耶稣。
You must believe in Jesus.
记不记得，只有好树才能结好果子
？Only good trees bear good fruit.
败坏的树是没办法结出好果子来的。
A bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
我们在这个世界上，我们还没有信主以前，我们就是那些坏的树。
Before we are believers, we were the bad trees.
你不可能结出果子来，神认为是好的。
We cannot bear fruit that be considered good by God.
因为你是坏的树，所以你结出来的果子一定是坏的。
Because you're a bad tree, your fruit will be bad.
那么这些假先知、假教师、法利赛人和经学家，他们是没有基督的生命的。
So those false teachers, false prophets, and Pharisees, and they have no knowledge.
因为他们不信主耶稣。
Because they don't believe in Jesus.
所以，如果我们在教会里面，如果你不信主耶稣
，If you do not believe in Jesus in this church,
你也没有从主耶稣来的生命。
You do not have life from Jesus.
因为你没有跟他联合。
You are not united with him.
当我们信主的时候，圣灵进到我们里面。
So when we believe the Spirit,
他让我们能够与主耶稣的生命联合。
So we can be united with Jesus.
我们才有主耶稣的生命。
Then we can have Jesus' life.
我记得有一次我们教会有一个团契，他们有退休会，他们主题目就是活出基督的生命。
So in our church there was one fellowship they had a retreat.
年轻人呢
？The young people, the topic is.
他们真的是很兴奋的。
They're very excited.
他们说要活出基督的生命。
They want to live out Jesus' life.
我第一句话我就告诉他们。
So the first thing I told them.
我说你们如果没有基督的生命。
If you do not have Jesus' life,
你不可能活出来
You cannot live out.
因为你没有他的生命
Because you don't have His life.
活出来的就是你原来的生命活出来的
If you live out with your own original life,
所以你如果不要像法利赛人的话，你第一件事情你必须要相信耶稣
If you don't want to be like Pharisees, you must believe in Jesus.
你相信他之后，他才把那个生命给你
Once you believe in Him, He will give you His life.
你有那个生命，你才能够活得出来。
If you have His life, then you can live out.
我用一个例子啊。
Let me give you an example.
这个猫会不会活出狗的生命啊？
Can a cat live out the life of a dog?
你们 都知道答案。
You know the answer.
生命不一样是不可能的。
You have different lives, so is it possible?
不管你在教会里面你做多少事情，
Doesn't matter how many things you do in the church.
不管你怎么做，
But it doesn't matter how you do it.
如果没有这个生命，
If you do not have that life,
你就跟这些法利赛人跟这些文士他们是一样的结局。
You are just like those Pharisees and the scribes.
当你有了他的生命的时候，
When you actually have his life,
我告诉你，你一定行得出来的。
I'm sure you certainly will be able to do it.
可能刚开始的时候，你还在那边，你的老的生命，不是老的生命，你原来那个罪性还在那边作怪。
Maybe you still have some struggle with your original sin.
但是因为你有主耶稣的生命，
But because you have Jesus' life,
你一定会朝着那个方向去的。
You will definitely go toward that direction.
只要你愿意，真的是每天让他的话来供应你。
If you are willing to let his words supply you.
如果你没有的话，
If you don't have it,
你怎么学都学不像的。
Doesn't matter how much you try to learn, you can imitate, you cannot make it like.
以弗所书第五章第一节那边告诉我们说，他说我们要像蒙慈爱的，像天父一样，是一个蒙慈爱的儿女。
So in Ephesians chapter 5 it says that we should be like our heavenly Father, and we are the beloved children.
知道儿女都很像父母的，对不对？
You know that children are like their parents.
从出生开始就是这样。
From the very beginning,
一出来的时候，大家就在看，啊，像爸爸。
When they were just born, look at all, looks like dad.
所以有的弟兄姐妹就说，哎呀，糟糕了。有人说像妈妈，哎呀，真的很好啊。
Like mom,
妈妈总是很漂亮啊。
They will be pretty.
但是等到慢慢长大了之后
，as the child grows,
你看他的长大，你就会发现，因为他成天跟他的父母在一起。
Because he is spending his time
with his parents,
he is influenced by his parents. He is just like his parents.
With
so many other young people grow up in church, now they have a lot of responsibility in church. Sometimes we have a meeting together. He sits next to you.
He is sitting next to you.完了之后，你想说啊，好像一个人啊。
After they talk a lot of things, after he loses his own, he looks like someone,
就像他爸爸
just like his dad.
有的时候他们连发音都不一样
Sometimes the pronunciation is the same.
那个舌音啊，这个重音啊，都一样
So the emphasis and the words, they're all the same.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他是他的儿女
Because he is his descendant.
他有他的生命在
He has his life.
我们在教会里面，你如果没有主的生命
，in church you don't have the Lord's life in you.
随便你做什么
，doesn't matter what you do.
随便多少人称赞你
，doesn't matter how many praise you.
但是你如果没有基督的生命
，if you do not have Jesus' life，
你的结局就是跟那些法利赛人、文士是一模一样。
Your fate is the same as the Pharisees and the scribes.
你知道你有这个生命吗？
Do you know you have this life?
Only those who believe
in Jesus have that life.
如果你想要像他这个生命，
If you want to have a life like him,
如果你说我不要像这些法利赛人，不要像这些这个伪君子，
If you don't want to be those Pharisees and pretenders.
他的英文没有好，所以那么有一个方法
There's one way，
而且是唯一的一个方法
This is the only way，
就是你认罪悔改，接受主耶稣。
So confess, repent, and receive the Lord Jesus.
他就会把他的生命借着圣灵放在你的里面。
He will put his life through the Holy Spirit into you. And you will be connected with him. If you be obedient to the leading of God and the Spirit, God will change you step by step. So you will be more like his firstborn, more like Jesus. So you can live out his life. Let us pray. Jesus, we thank you for what you have accomplished for us. We thank you that we may be united with your life. So that we can be just like you. Become the descendants of God. So one day when you come, we will share your glory. We thank you. We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.